impacting the auto industry. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Ford and Toyota say the truck blockade in Canada's capital and at U.S. border crossings over COVID vaccine mandates, including the vital Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, is forcing them to shut down plants. The protest in its third day, and that bridge carries 25% of all trade between the U.S. and Canada.
Freedom Convoy truckers vow to remain until COVID-19 vaccine mandates are lifted. Engines revving outside Parliament.
I'm the last one to leave. This is my new address.
Leaders here in Ottawa are requesting an additional 1,800 police officers to, quote, quell the insurrection.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Ottawa. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has so far not made any changes to COVID restrictions. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases in much of the country are still high, so she's not ready to change guidance on masking.
Cases and hospitalizations are falling. This is, of course, encouraging, and that leads us, of course, to have us look at all of our guidance based on the latest data and the science and what we know about the virus.
This coming as a handful of states are doing away with indoor mask mandates, though many are leaving the final decision to local authorities, and many states will still require kids to wear masks in school. The House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. It wants information and testimony from him. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says Navarro was involved in efforts to delay the certification of the 2020 election and ultimately change election results. The family of Bob Saget says his death last month stemmed from an accidental blow to the head. The stand-up comic and Full House star was found dead in his hotel room in Florida January 9th. He'd performed in the area the night before. Authorities had said at the time no foul play was suspected. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Prosecutors are revealing some of their strategy for the first trial stemming from the January 6th Capitol Hill riots.
Guy Wesley Reffitt's trial is set to begin at the end of February. The charges against him include interfering with law enforcement officers during a civil disorder and obstructing Congress's duty to certify the results of the 2020 election. Prosecutors have unveiled an inventory of the extensive evidence they intend to introduce, including surveillance videos, police communications, text messages, geolocation data, and testimony from a Secret Service agent, as well as testimony from his own children. Reffitt has openly pushed back against accusations, saying there was no insurrection, no conspiracy, no sinister plan, and no reason to think otherwise. About 200 people have pled guilty so far to charges connected to the January 6th assault. Of those, nearly 90 have already been sentenced. Ted Linder, Fox News.
A strain of avian flu that can cause birds to die in high numbers has been confirmed at a commercial turkey farm in southern Indiana. The USDA says there's no public health concern. State health officials have put the farm under quarantine and are euthanizing its 29,000 turkeys to prevent the spread of the disease. A Pacific island is getting help from an American businessman after a tsunami impacted its internet access.
Neighboring Fiji says entrepreneur Elon Musk is helping to reconnect Tonga to the internet, 3 weeks after a tsunami cut the only fiber optic cable linking the country to the rest of the world. Fiji's communication minister says a team from Musk's SpaceX company has arrived in Fiji to reconnect Tonga through SpaceX satellites. The tsunami destroyed villages, and the arrival of aid also appears to have caused a coronavirus outbreak. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks rose broadly with more help from tech companies. The Dow added 305, the Nasdaq plus 295, the S&P gained 65. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.